T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
The all-new Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Everybody's your friend.
I try.
Smart, funny, and friendly sports talk for your workday.
Every caller is an idiot.
Dan Bernstein.
I will murder your whole effing family.
Layla Rahimi.
I don't think that jerk cares, actually.
Bernstein and Rahimi.
Hashtag bless.
9 a.m. to noon.
My God, that's Layla Rahimi's music.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and a full show awaits. Craig Calcaterra, our baseball expert, can talk Hall of Fame and labor issues and free agency and spending and everything that's going on. That's at 9:40. Mike Florio can do the same with football at 10. We're going to bring back some just a one-of-a-kind moment from the Score programming day yesterday. And I just it tickled me in a very, very strange place. So I think you're going to enjoy it as well, knowing the if you're sticking around with this show, you have to have the same kind of sense of humor. So we'll do that. The Midday Midway at 10:40, Hub Arkish at 11, and then he'll take calls in his second segment. We'll have surprises along the way. 312-644-6767. We call that the Score Listener Line. It's powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You can send an email to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Texting is available via the text zone. It's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She is at Layla Rahimi. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the radio.com app. You stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Then there's the Twitch stream. Brian Gertz directs that. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And it's not just a video feed because it's also a concurrent chat room. And Brian is the moderator of that chat. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. And Julio Rosseo is on the board today, handling the sound responsibilities. Now, Layla, you're our baseball expert. You're a baseball insider. You have worked in the game, and I'm very curious, in general, what the Hall of Fame meant to you as a fan, if anything, and what it means to you now. Because a lot of this is about the context of this museum in upstate New York.
Museum. That's your first indication that you stand on a side of where people deserve or not to be in the Hall of Fame. I am the most bothered by the people who refuse to vote at all. You are absconding your responsibilities. And that goes for any one of you who refuses to vote in an election, by the way. Same principle. It's your responsibility. It's your civic responsibility. It is your writer responsibility. A BBWAA card is very hard to get. It is a sign of achievement. Act accordingly. The idea that you're just going to quit because guys use steroids and Bud Selig, who's in the Hall of Fame, let it happen is silly. There wouldn't be a college football Hall of Fame. There wouldn't be a lot of Hall of Fames if that were the case. Now, do I think that certain people deserve to get in because of it? No. I think it's relative. I think Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer regardless of whether or not he was on steroids. Curt Schilling, debatable. His asinine attitude, though, speaks for itself. But if we're going to make this about character and whatnot, then why on earth is Minnie Minoso not in the Hall of Fame? Can somebody tell me? Because what that man went through and what he meant to the sport and what he meant to your favorite players is enough on its own.
What I grapple with is how we've turned this rather than into a baseball discussion about relative greatness of players. It's now all about procedure. It's become drudgery to discuss because it's all about the voters now. And look at me, or I stand for this, or I'm the champion of this. And it's all about process and voting and percentages rather than it being about the players themselves. And it's a silly idea to begin with. This idea, it's literally a museum in upstate New York. That's all it is. It's not affiliated with Major League Baseball. It's its own thing. And it's the history of the game, and it's become something meaningful. And I remember years ago talking to Steve Stone about this, and he was explaining, because the reason why all these guys care so much is because of how much more money they get on their autograph when they go to these giant signings out in Rosemont. When you can add HOF next to your name, you can charge so much more. And it was sort of a cynical way of looking at it, but that was at a time where a generation of players didn't necessarily make generational wealth. Like they do now. They did great. They made a lot of money, but they still had to have other jobs after they retired, and they still had to, they wanted to help their families and their grandkids out. And a lot of it was just putting HOF literally next to their name made them a lot more money and made them a lot more valuable in retirement. Now that's not the case. But now it's not about celebrating a great player. It's all procedure and it's all process. And now it's like, can Curt Schilling take his name off the ballot? Because he wants to, but there are rules and you're not allowed to do that. And we know too much. We know too much about baseball. We know too much about how to measure baseball ability. And we know too much about how fallible and imperfect all these human beings are for various reasons. And it's taken away sort of the childlike wonder of it, celebrating them as baseball players. We can't really do it anymore. And I guess that's where I am. And I'm aware of that fact. And we're all so aware of so many facts that it makes it not fun anymore.
That's exactly the problem. It makes it not fun anymore. And to the texter who's upset and feels guilty that he didn't vote, that's not on me. That's on you. So keep it away from me. Thanks. When it comes to the percentages, by the way, of who is deserving and who's not, we need to talk about that too. On what planet is Billy Wagner a higher likelihood to get into the Hall of Fame than Andrew Jones?
They both should be in. Actually, as long as we're putting closers in, I mean, you can debate whether or not any closer should be in.
Billy
Wagner's way better than I thought he was. And Andrew Jones absolutely should be in. I mean, if we just start looking at Jaws scores and look at some of the metrics there. And I guess I've come around fairly significantly. I years and years and years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I did a bit about carving the Hall of Fame down to 10 people. And that was it. And if you could make a case that you were one of the best 10 players of all time, that was it. You had 10 people in the Hall of Fame. And Terry and I went through every name. We kicked everybody out and we cleaned it all out. But I guess I'm now at the point where who cares? And I'm just kind of a big tent guy. And if you want to go in and ferret out who all of the white supremacists were that are in the Hall of Fame, go ahead and feel that way. Or anybody who ever touched any performance enhancing drug, and Willie Mays with his amphetamines, the red juice that he used to take to be ready to play every day. And nobody's debating that. So I guess put whoever you want. Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame. I mean, what are we doing here?
Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame in part due to the new White Sox manager.
Correct. And the White Sox owner, who's able to get done what he wants to get done through whatever behind-the-scenes influence peddling is available at his, what levers can be pulled. And that's fine. It just, the Schilling aspect to me is a little, there's a different nature to that because he's just so odious. And baseball itself as a game, the original sin of baseball was racism. Black people weren't allowed to play because they were black for years and years and years and years and years and years. And all of the supposed, all of the early greats were really, really great because they weren't playing against all the best players in the world. They were playing in their own little club of white baseball. And
for goodness sake, Kennesaw Mountain Landis had a trophy named after him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not okay.
No, there's a lot about
standards now.
And if we are going to say the things we said and honor the late Hank Aaron in the way that we did, we have to understand that. And if we have to laud him for what he endured and why he endured it, it makes it really uncomfortable to then extol the baseball virtues of an avowed white supremacist. It's really ugly. It's really awkward and painful, and it just feels wrong to do, even if somebody was that good at throwing a baseball. And I get that.
But here's my problem. Here's my overarching problem with this, though, is don't sit on your high horse about this and then not have people in like Minnie Minoso and not visit that idea. You can't have it both ways like that. Like, respect the man's career. And I'm not here to discuss the Harold Baines decision. It's done. Okay? Done. And the two are not similar. Read the Athletic article if you don't know what I'm talking about by Joe Pisanansky. Or even the Twitter account that Chris Kamka created extolling the virtues of why Minnie Minoso should be in the Hall of Fame. He wasn't even a regular in the major leagues until he was 25 or 28. Couldn't stay in the same hotels. Couldn't do a lot of things. Couldn't be coached by certain people. Come on.
Like, not to mention the fact that his numbers, viewed through a modern lens, his numbers look even better based on what we know about on base percentage. And what we know about how value is measured, there's a statistical case that retroactively improves his standing as well.
So that's where I sit with it. If you're going to not vote because you think that these people don't deserve your attention, even though you carry that card and Bud Selig, who let it all happen, is somehow in there, then be on the side of something good and choose something like that then. Don't just quit because these guys weren't who we thought they were. And they were still going to be pretty good.
It used to feel like it was really important to me. And maybe it's just sort of natural as we age that things change in that regard of relative importance. It's hard for me to feel so strongly about this. It's kind of like what happened with college sports in the wake of the Penn State scandal. Like, I'm not going to get into high dudgeon over recruiting violations after you had decades of sexual abuse. You know, everything tends to pale in comparison. And for some reason, the Hall of Fame stuff to me at this point feels tedious, I guess, for lack of a better term. It's like, you know, why do we bother using our bandwidth on some of this stuff other than the fact that it's touching a lot of current cultural flashpoints and scratching at some things that we thought over the last few weeks might start to scab over a little bit, even though we probably know better now. It's just there's a tediousness to the argument. It's all so much of this is procedural, and it just doesn't feel like as much like baseball discussion as it used to.
No, it doesn't. And I think somebody on the Twitch line put it really well when they said Pete Rose is what sent the Hall of Fame meaning into a new path. That was the flashpoint. That was the tipping point where things started to change. But it's not my job and wasn't my job to report on the players who are going to be eligible. And by the way, A-Rod and Big Poppy are both going to be eligible next year. David Ortiz. So that to me is a whole separate discussion. But you knew what you were seeing. You knew how much better they were than everybody who theoretically was on their equal playing field based on that. And you knew how much better they were based on everybody who wasn't. So that should still hold some significance to you.
Yeah, there's going to be some hypocrisies confronted when the ballot changes. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to have to contort themselves into some interesting intellectual positions to try to make some things work from some people who've been held in really good graces for only because they've been better at it internally politically. Small p, not capital P. Coming up, Craig Calcaterra is going to join us to talk about this and everything else facing baseball right now. One of the smartest people writing about the game right now at the Cup of Coffee newsletter is going to join us next on The Score.
Coming up today at noon, it's the Lawrence Holmes Show.
What I wanted was Aaron Rodgers holding up the Halas Trophy at Lambeau Field. And I wanted it because of George talking about go Rams the week previous. Now, George gets his wish. The Packers don't get to go to the Super Bowl, but I went with the petty. I leaned into the petty. The Bears are miles behind them.
It's got to be Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.